This is one episode of the 8-part series of Zombie Student. I took an hour-long episode and I broke it down into smaller segments of like 5 to 8 minutes so that you could follow along and not get distracted and zonk out like a zombie. So please listen to them in order. If you're listening to this out of order, I promise you it's probably not going to make any sense because you're going to be right in the middle of a story that I left off on the previous one. So trust me, listen to on order and don't skip ahead. You know, there's so many people. I remember when I was in high school and somebody came and talked to us and they're like, you know, when you're young, you don't care about school and blah, 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 blah. But you know what? When you get older, there's so many people who are like, God, I wish I could go back to school. I wish I had known then what I know now. I wish I had paid more attention. Why was I so blind to my addictions? Because if I don't stop, the next one's going to be me. What next one? It's you. You're going to be the next zombie. You're going to be the next zombie student because the zombies are blind to their addiction. You got bit by distractions. I heard one person refer to distractions as weapons of mass distractions. Because they're a weapon and they're going to destroy your time, or they're going to destroy your self-esteem. They're going to leave you empty because it's never enough. Just like the zombies, they have this appetite that can never be fed. And TikTok, it's never going to be enough. You're going to want more and more and more and more video games and more distractions because you're running from your true self. That's what you're doing. You're running from your true self. What you resist persists. You're resisting what you're supposed to do because you're blind to your addiction. Now, Martika next says, only emptiness remains. It replaces all the pain. Won't you come out and play with me? So what does she mean by that? Your addiction. If you overcome your addiction, you're left with emptiness. And it's your job to fill up that emptiness, not with more emptiness, not with more distractions, but your purpose, what you were born to do. And if you don't overcome that addiction, you're going to be left with emptiness because the emptiness replaces all the pain. The pain is okay. If you have pain, it means you're human. If you don't have pain, because you want to numb your pain with your addictions, you're a zombie. Zombies don't have pain. I don't think I've ever seen a zombie movie where somebody shot a zombie, stabbed a zombie, hit a zombie, whatever, and the zombie looked like they were in pain. Zombies don't have pain. People have pain. It's okay to have that pain. It's okay to look at that pain. It's not okay to try to replace that pain and ignore it with distractions, because you're not dealing with the problem. And when she says, won't you come out and play with me? That's temptation. That's TikTok. That's your text messages. That's your Snapchat. That's your video games. That's your friends saying, won't you come out and play with me and distract yourself and be blind to your addiction, bit by bit, torn apart. We never win. The battle wages on for toy soldiers, for zombie students that are going to be controlled by outside distractions and other people. You have to fill that emptiness, that boredom, not with those social media things and your phone, not going to fill it with other people. You're not going to fill it by binge watching Netflix, by binge watching TikTok. That's not going to fill you up. That's not the answer. Now, another one of my favorite songs, I believe it came out in 1990, was a song by Soul to Soul. They're from the UK, and their song is called Back to Life. I love that song. Everybody loved that song. Everybody danced to that song. It's so cool. So for zombies, back to life, man. That's what zombies do, right? They're dead, and they're coming back to life, sort of. They're undead, right? Back to life. So what is the back to life song? Is the back to life song about zombies? Well, maybe. I mean, in this episode, I'm gonna connect the dots for you, and I'm gonna tell you how Back to Life is about zombies. Now, I think Back to Life is speaking to the zombies. It's speaking to the student zombies and say, come back and join the living. Come back from the undead, because you're lost out there and you're empty. So how are you going to do it? So earlier I talked about Martika's song, and I said that I think the song is about how people, the population of people, are nothing but a bunch of brainwashed followers who follow the crowd, because that's what zombies do. They're herd mentality. Well, I read something in The Guardian about one of the, I guess, writers of the song named Jazzy B. And he said, when he wrote the song Back to Life with his co-writer, he says, we weren't trying to follow any trend or fit into any category. We were just doing our own thing, unquote. Listen to what he says. Basically, he's saying, we're not trying to follow the crowd. We're just doing our own thing. What was so awesome about Soul to Soul and that song, Back to Life, Get a Life, is they had their own uniqueness. It was a sound. It was a rhythm that nobody else had. They weren't copying anybody, and it just caught on so fast. It was so unique. People would talk about it. Hey, what do you think about Soul to Soul? Oh, love them. Absolutely love them. Why? Because they're not being a follower. They weren't following a trend. They're not trying to fit into any category about what society or the population was saying that they should be. They weren't trying to do that. They're just trying to do their own thing. And if you want to fill up that emptiness, you have to just do your own thing. Don't be a copycat. Don't be a follower. Don't be a herd mentality student zombie follower. Do your own thing, right? Have a life. Get a life. Get back to life. So let's look at the lyrics. Now, the lyrics, there aren't too many words to the song, because they just kept saying it over and over and over. Back to life. Back to reality. Back to life. Back to reality. The way that she sings it is so awesome, right? I just love how she keeps saying back to life, back to reality. Well, you have to get back to your life that you're meant to live and start facing reality. TikTok and texting and all this stuff, that's not reality, right? That's just a distraction. And, you know, you're only going to be in high school. You're only going to be in college for a few years, and it's over. And guess what? Like, you probably heard, oh, you know, when you get to the real world, reality is going to slap you in the face. And so many kids just want to hide in their teenage years, hide under their parents' roof. But you have to get back to life. You have to get back and face reality, back to the here and now, as they say in the song. This ends this episode of the 8-part series of Zombie Student. Please listen to them in order. I basically took an hour-long podcast and I broke it down into smaller segments of about 6 to 8 minutes so that you don't zonk out like a zombie and aren't paying attention. So if you listen to them out of order, you're going to be completely confused and walking like a zombie out in the woods and not know what's going on. So listen to them in order.